Welcome to Healing Awareness Broadcast with Ebowo Akinojo. Ebowo brings the awareness of God's willingness and power to heal in her teachings, ushering in God's healing power as she does. You will be empowered by God's word and the anointing to not only receive and manifest your healing, but confidently get others healed. He was wounded
for my... Welcome back to Healing Awareness. Today, we turn again to the word of God, where his healing power is revealed. Praise God forevermore. We have a number of scriptures to read today. Come with me to Numbers 14:23. I'm reading from the King James Version. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. Psalm 50, verse 23. Whoso offereth praise glorified me, and to him that ordered his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Psalm 81, verse 10. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Matthew 21, verse 19. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he seeth shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Today we're talking about our words, our conversations. Some people like to call it our confessions, whatever works for you. But how was the world created? If we go back to Genesis, we see that God created the world with words. How was man created? With words. How do we plant in the spirit? With words. How do we uproot in the spirit? With words. The principles of faith may seem basic, but they are the foundation, and you cannot outgrow or boycott them. We must respond to pluck up toxic and negative words that come to downgrade your lives. We must respond to pluck up words that set death in motion. And you must get skilled at speaking life. The life of God must be spoken into your life consistently, repeatedly, diligently. Planting good stuff in your life, you must be intentional, you must be deliberate, you must be consistent. And if you are someone who by default speaks negatively, you don't need to come under pressure to try to, like what we say in this part of the world, wash your mouth. No, no. What you need to do is to displace the negative with God's life-giving, wholesome words. And before you know it, the spiteful, sarcastic, sharp and salty tongue will be replaced by an empowering, loving and blessing one. This is the renewing, what I like to call the rewiring of the mind by God's word spoken of in Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Your thoughts and your speech are connected. There is a connection. So when you submit your mind for renewal or rewiring by God's word, you will see that over time, your words will also change. They will shift from sarcasm, bitterness, spiteful, defeatist, to uplifting, encouraging, faith-filled, and life-giving words. For instance, when we are praising God, what we're actually doing is not just hyping God, But rewiring our consciousness to see him for who he really is, who he already is. It is not your praise. It is not my praise that makes him big. It is not your praise that makes him God. It is not your praise that makes him faithful. No, he's already those things. But when we are praising him, when we are thanking him, we are rewiring our minds and we are refocusing our attention, our awareness on who he already is. Praise God forevermore. A great man of God said something about praise. He said, you can praise your way into and out of anything. And he was so right. That was so instructive to me. Our words dig us deeper into the pits of life or bring us out and keep us out of the pits of life. For instance, if you're having a misunderstanding with a significant relationship or your significant other, it could be your spouse, it could be your best friend, it could be your sibling, you get to the point where you recognize that the words that are flying back and forth are eroding trust and degrading a relationship that has taken years to build. Words are like wildfire. James said it. When you realize that this back and forth is degrading the relationship at a faster pace, faster speed than it took to build it, then you stop. You get to the point where you just stop talking. That's the same way with your health. You might find that you've spent so much time agreeing with how you feel, agreeing with the diagnosis, repeating it to everybody, saying this is what the doctor said, this is what the diagnosis says, this is what the report says, and it really corresponds with how I'm feeling in my body. Every day a new symptom is coming and is corresponding with the diagnosis or the doctor's report. You may find that you spend so much time agreeing with how you feel. Praise God, it's never too late to recalibrate on the word of God and uproot those evil words. Whatever is not of God, whatever is not the report of God, is an evil report. His report expressly tells us that we are healed. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That is his word. His report expressly tells us that Jesus himself took our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. His report tells us that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on us through Christ Jesus. We receive the promise of the Spirit. His report tells us, surely he took up your infirmities and carried your sorrows. Yet he was considered stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But what? Praise God forevermore. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon him, and with his stripes you are healed. That is the report of God. Whatever is not in agreement with that report is an evil report. And Jesus said to us, whatsoever has not been planted by my heavenly Father will be plucked up at the roots. It is with words that we pluck up evil, disastrous, toxic words, because words are powerful and words form our reality. So you don't hook your tongue to your emotions, to the symptoms, to the discouragement. Some people say, oh, I tell it as it is. When it comes to health and healing, you cannot afford to tell it as it is. Oh, you cannot just afford to do that. I tell it as it is. Today, a new lump has appeared. I tell it as it is. No, as you are telling it as it is, you are agreeing with what the devil is doing. You do not tell it as it is. You hook your tongue up to the higher, superior spiritual law, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that makes you free from the law of sin and death. That law makes you free from the law of sickness, disease, evil diagnosis, and evil reports. Hook your tongue to the Spirit of God and you will speak edifying and life-giving words, influencing your life and your environment. And when it seems like things are not working out for you, you want to hold fast to that confession. When it looks like things are going south in your body or in your finances or in your relationships, it's not when you now unhook from what you believe and start saying what you can relate with. No, that's a mistake many people make. Hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Hebrews 10:23. No matter how you're feeling, no matter what you are seeing, no matter what you are hearing, no matter the outcome or the results of the test, hook your tongue up and keep saying the things that God has said concerning you. Whatever has not been planted by my Heavenly Father in your body is plucked up by the roots in the name of Jesus. When Jesus spoke to the fig tree, I like that translation that said, it withered presently. Praise God forevermore. And God says in his word, Numbers 14:20, he says, as surely as I live, is God living? He said, as surely as I live. God meant business when he was saying that. As surely as I live. That same principle applies to us today. Mark 11:23 says, you shall have whatsoever. What are you saying? Check your conversation. What are you saying? Are you speaking long life? Or are you speaking symptoms? Are you speaking good health? Are you speaking strength? Or are you speaking the progression of the disease? 2 Corinthians 4:13, salvation says, and in keeping with what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. It says in keeping, that means that there must be a keeping with what is written. That is what Jesus did in his life. That is what we must also do. We must keep in line with what has been spoken for us to have. Your healing word has already been spoken. It is sorely tempting at times to speak the symptoms. But we must insist on our covenant. You must insist on your covenant. Because the way that you plant is by words. And the way that you also uproot is by words. And the measure with which you meet will also be meted back to you. Praise God forevermore. Words build, words break, words destroy. Words, if you keep your eyes on God's word long enough, everything in your body, everything in your life, everything in your environment has no choice but to line up with God's word. So what are you planting? It's not too late to pluck up those negative words by the root. It's not too late to pluck up that diagnosis that seemed to have grabbed a hold in your heart, where you have gotten to the point that you are now organizing and arranging your life based on what the doctor or science has told you. It is not too late to recalibrate on God's word. It's not too late to submit your thoughts and your minds and your perspectives and your way of thinking to God's word. It's not too late to hook up to heaven's superior law. What are you planting? It had better be the incorruptible seed of God's word that will never return void and will never fall to the ground and will never fail. Praise God forevermore. So, you want to check what you're saying. If what you have been saying lately has not been lined up with God's word, no condemnation. Get back and recalibrate on the word. Get back to those words that you started off with. Resubmit yourself to God's word and let him renew your mind by the word. Let him wash your mind. Let him wash your body. Let him wash you by the washing of the water by the word. Praise God forevermore. And right now, under the sound of my voice, if you're here and you're saying, Reverend Ebor, I've been so overwhelmed by my symptoms. I've been so overwhelmed by the pain. I've been so overwhelmed with what I've been going through. Every other week, every other month, it's been one negative report or the other. No negative report can stand up to God's word. Praise God forevermore. Whose report do you believe? Right now I speak to your minds. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Every force that is holding your mind bound and making you to despair, be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Be made a curse for you, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on you through Christ Jesus. Right now, under the sound of my voice, receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, and that is good health, and that is well-being, and that is restoration, and that is comfort on every side, and that is healing, wholeness, and wellness in the mighty name of Jesus. Cancer, I speak to you. You are a curse of the law, and I disallow you from operating in that body. Under the sound of my voice, tumors, growths, boils, lumps, cysts, whatever is growing where it ought not to be growing, right now in the name of Jesus, I disallow you from your maneuvers and be plucked up by the roots in the mighty name of Jesus. Miracle fire, actively at work in your body, burning off every dross, burning off every shaft, burning off everything that has not been planted by God our Father in your bodies, in your mind, in your emotions, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to tumors. I speak to growths. I speak to cancers. Be dissolved in the name of Jesus. I speak to fibroids. Miracle fire burns you from the roots in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that grows where it ought not to be growing right now, be plucked up by the roots in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to that woman with child. I speak to that woman with child, and I disallow that growth from growing. Everything that has not been planted in your womb by my heavenly Father, be cut off from the life source right now and be passed out in the name of Jesus. And that baby that God has planted in your womb is thriving and is growing, and you are carrying to term, and you're giving birth peacefully with joy and thanksgiving and praise to his holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever ails you under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, sickness, disease, weakness and pain, you are the curse of the law, and Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He became the curse, he swallowed the curse, and he made away with it forever. He said it is finished. And right now I declare, I decree, it is finished for everyone under the sound of my voice. That pain checks out right now in the name of Jesus. That fever is broken in the name of Jesus. You are listening to me. You are disillusioned. You are discouraged and you feel like checking out. No, you have so much to give. Praise God forevermore. Receive a new lease on life. Receive new expectations. Receive new pictures in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God forevermore. Lord, we thank you. We believe we receive life. We believe we receive prosperity in our souls, prosperity in our bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Remember, healing is your covenant right in Christ. Until I come your way on the next episode, keep living healed, whole, and well. In Jesus' name, I love you. Goodbye.
Thank you for being a part of today's Healing Awareness broadcast. You can tell of God's wonderful works on our website, www.manifoldgraceministries.org/testimonies. To know more about our ministry, visit www.manifoldgraceministries.org. To get more life-transforming messages, subscribe to our Telegram channel, t.me/manifoldgraceministries. To join our praying community, subscribe to Prayers with Eboa on Telegram, t.me/mgmpwe. Be healed, be whole, be well.